It's all because of you. Because of you.
2023.
Remember when they told us you're not good enough? And then you came into my life and you changed my whole world for good. Told me to love myself a bit harder than yesterday. Well, life is too short and we sure got to celebrate. And when the world got me going crazy, I'll carry on, 'cause I know. Try to break us. Well, look at us now. You told me the right thing at the right time. You got me feeling wild. Now I love myself much more than I did yesterday. 'Cause life is too short and we sure got to celebrate. Said and done. They'll never kill this fire. Your love will take me higher. It's all because of you. Because of you. Well, because of you. Because of you. I keep on going, baby, baby, for a brighter day. Yeah. And when the world got me going.
That is Belgium's Eurovision entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool. That is Gustav with Because of You. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Hurry-Tuttiot. And today is Sunday, the 22nd of January. Welcome to Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM. And anywhere online where you can find us, we are there. And we're throughout the week on the Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel and also Spotify and Mixcloud. Time to hear another song. This time it's staying with Belgium and it's one of their most criminally underrated entries, I think. Back to 1995. It is, and it's the lovely Frédéric Etherink with Le Vrai Libre. Yes.
La voix est libre, libre de tout. Tout est possible et on s'en fout. En équilibre sur les genoux. La voix est libre, libre de tout. La voix est libre. Libre de tout, tout est possible et on s'en fout. Prends-toi pour cible, tiens-toi debout. La voix est libre, libre de tout. Libre de crier tes rêves le matin quand tu te lèves. T'es un face à face devant ta glace. Regarde-toi dans les yeux, et parle avec qui tu veux. Tu t'es pas levé pour rien, c'était déjà bien. Changer les couleurs qui te font peur. Yeah, yeah. Quand tu descends dans la rue, si on t'a pas reconnu, t'as pas crié assez fort. Et c'est encore. La voix est libre, libre de tout. Tout est possible et on s'en fout. Possible, et tu t'en fous. Chacun sa Bible, écrit partout. La voix est libre, libre de tout.
So that got 20th in 1995. Yes, would you believe? That's the Belgian entry. And that was from Frédéric. And the song La Voix est libre. Yes, La Voix est libre, which means the voice is free. Isn't it, Rob?
Yes.
Yes, yes, it is indeed. How's things? Roberto's here, my husband here. Certainly.
Hello, I'm back from the backness.
Yeah. You are back for the back.
I'm back.
It's a double whammy.
A double.
Oh, a double. Oh, dear.
Kieran.
Yes.
You'll go far in life, but you will not be well liked. Love that song.
I know, from Dairy Girls.
Dairy Girls, where the nun comes in. It's very funny. I love the nun. Yes. Dairy Girls nun is the best character. She didn't have enough time on the screen.
I agree. They should make more.
They should make a comedy just about her.
Yeah, and it will go far in life, but it won't be well liked.
Not
by the Catholic Church, anyway. Oh, goodness me. Yeah.
Comedy gold.
It is comedy gold. Right, so you're quite on early. We've just had two Belgian entries. We started with Gustav with Because of You.
Are you doing a Belgian
double
show?
Belgian double.
Oh, okay. You're not doing a whole show just for Belgium?
One day we will. Hmm. Maybe if they win this year.
Well, have we heard some of their songs?
What do you mean?
Oh, their entry. Yes, not going to win this year.
All right, Rob. Okay.
It is my favourite song, but so far we've only had three released. So I'm assuming it won't remain my number one. Or who knows what rubbish might come through.
Rubbish?
Well, as in... Oh, I'm going to get in trouble now.
Do you know, you're supposed to be supporting and promoting the Eurovision Song Contest. This is why I do it every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM.
I mean, you get some terrible songs, you also get some really good songs, don't you? So if you get a lot of terrible songs this year, that will remain my number one.
It wouldn't be Eurovision and like 30-odd songs without some being bad.
I know.
Not all like, of them.
Eat my salad.
Well, that was the exception to the rule. Anyways. Oh, you're terrible. Right, Rob, let's move on. What we're going to do now?
Something a bit random.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have a hatful of years and a hatful of countries, and I try and get a song that matches, and hopefully it'll be a good one.
Yes.
Kieran's looking at me now going, don't use the word rubbish. I wasn't meaning that in a harsh way.
But my
feeling about the horror years of Eurovision.
Well, you just because probably the majority was bad doesn't mean that
Well, the majority of this.
There were some gems out there.
There was some good stuff.
Because you say, like, 2006 is dreadful. But then you look at Bosnia-Herzegovina's entry, Hari Matahari with Leila, you know, for example. Yeah, you look at Daz Sampson, you think, oh, my God. And then you look at Virginie from France. That was a dreadful song.
That was the period, though, wasn't it, of the joke acts? That was when that era was when you got loads of really jokey acts, which I think is what gave Eurovision a bit of a bad reputation, and certainly in this country.
Yeah.
And it's now just about pulled itself out of it, which is really good. It took a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Right. I have a country of Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Okay. Lovely country in the east of Europe.
Or is it the state?
No, it's not the state of Georgia.
Not going to get...
It's Atlanta.
Go to Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. And insert other city name here.
Savannah, isn't that in Georgia?
Savannah.
Charleston's in North Carolina. Yeah. Or South Carolina.
All right.
One of the
Stop
two
showing
Carolinas.
Off, Rob.
No. Okay. All right, it's a fairly recent one, don't I?
Well, I would like you to, if you don't mind.
Okay. 1983.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Okay. Hang on a second. 2015.
Oh, crikey, yes.
So ooh, was that the power ballady one that sounded like a Bond song?
Yeah, could be. Nina Sublati with Warrior. This was our good friend Rob Hay, who's up in White Hill, Borden area in
Hampshire.
He's
currently in Fuerteventura. No, he's currently in Lanzarote.
Oh, right. Is he?
Yes.
Is he there with...
He is. Our friend Joe from Lincoln.
Joe and Simon and the little
they're
baby.
They're all in Lanzarote. I prefer...
You corrected yourself and then you said it again.
It is definitely Lanzarote, although I like the word Fuerteventura.
You like to pronounce.
I do, Fuerteventura. Yes, this was his favourite one. I'm thinking of, I think the following year was the power ballad one then. But
No, the following year was the Young Georgian Lolitas with Midnight Gold, remember?
Yeah, anyway, this is a nice song actually, this Warrior one.
Yeah, she performed it really well on the night. However, on the final performance, there was too much smoke on the stage. Dry ice. Do you remember? And nobody could see her in the camera.
Yes. This did qualify, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because there was two songs that year that were called Warrior. This one and Malta.
Correct.
And Malta did not qualify.
Correct.
That was it. I knew one of them didn't qualify.
Yeah, the Maltese one. Don't know why, because I thought Amber did quite well, actually. So, anyways.
Georgia.
I digress. Let's go to Vienna.
2015.
It's Nina Sublati with Warrior. Rob's random request this week. Thank you, Roberto.
It's always pleasure and a pleasure.
Good. And I hope that's all it is. Have a lovely day, dear.
Merci bien.
Spain.
Como una promesa eres tú, como una mañana de verano, como una sonrisa eres tú. Eres tú así, así, eres tú. Toda mi esperanza eres tú, eres tú. Como lluvia fresca en mis manos, como fuerte brisa eres tú.
Eres tú from Montadares at Spain 1973, coming third. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase. And yes, the Spanish... No, that didn't come third. It came second. Oh, I'm bad. Sorry for my fellow Eurovision statisticians. I got that terribly wrong, didn't I? Because obviously, who came third? Le Royaume-Uni. Yes, it was the UK, which was Cliff Richard that year. Once again, beaten by the Spanish, like it was in 1968. Rather than Maciel, it was Montadares with Eres Tú, which is a beautiful song called You Are. Yes, and Montadares are originally from Bilbao. Yes, so they're from the Basque part of Spain. But they sang in Spanish rather than in Basque. But obviously, Franco was still about then. Weren't allowed to. So awkward. They've sung quite a few songs in Spanish, obviously, and in Basque. Worth checking out. But yes, Cliff Richard had the song Power to All Our Friends. Remember that cringe-worthy choreography with him putting his hand in the air and going backwards and forwards and bending down? It was just a bit weird. I mean, even for 1973, I'm sure that was a bit too much. It was a good song, though, nonetheless. It's just, yeah. The fruits of the wine tasted fine, power to the vine. Remember? Anyway, it's time to move on. We've got a cover of a Eurovision entry coming up next. Yes. And from a Eurovision winner. Now, everybody remembers, I'm sure, Estonia's Eurovision winner in 2001. Everybody from Tanal Badar and Dave Benton. And featuring 2XL with Company for Everybody, Let's Sing Along. While the Estonian entry of 2003 was from Rufus with 80s Coming Back. Well, Dave Benton has covered it. So get a load of this. Can't wait. This is really good, and I think you'll probably be surprised.
Estonia.
Yeah, I can't wait to go there. Going there in Easter. Yeah, can't wait.
2003.
I don't know if I've mentioned it, but there we go. This is a lovely version. Anyway, as I say.
Thought you had it coming. Now you really, really just don't know. It seems you make a deal far too big out of this. You thought that you'd done it. Yeah, you thought that you had heard it all. But a state of things is putting you down now. Just because.
Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Kieran Arytotiat. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.
Gledam tužna lica da
čuvajmo se biti. Nepoznate sudbine, a ja bih htjela ipak biti, ako da me čuju svi, da na brodu 15. moja sreća stanuje. Sasvim sigurna sam ja, da si moja sudbina.
Vesna Poznavich with Sasim Sviga, which means everything I want, I think, in English, from Serb Croat. Tongue twisting there. That came 11th for Croatia at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest. She did sing it in English on the night, but I thought, why not? Let's play the Croatian version because, yeah, that's nice. And all of the songs for Croatia's national final, Dora, 2023, have all been released, and yeah, it's all good. Croatia didn't got 112 points, obviously, from Slovenia in 2002. Got no points from the UK, of course, yes, because we always seem to forget about voting for Croatia. And Croatia have qualified 7 out of the last 16 times at the Eurovision Song Contest, so still not the greatest, bless them. Which is a shame, and they haven't been able to come out of the semi-final since 2017 with Jacques Hudek, with my friend, do you remember? And the best result that they got was 4th in 1999 and 1996, respectively. Yes, so that was Doris Dragovic and... oh, what was the lady in 1996 called? Oh, dear, I got... it is Maya Bagdalan. Yes, of course. My bad. Slap on the wrist for Mr. Kieran. Naughty.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Yes, the news comes from Saturday the 21st of January. Well... basically, to tonight, as I'm pre-recording, but obviously when this goes out, we would have the results of Norway's second semi-final of Melody Grand Prix 2023. So that's quite exciting. And also, it's the beginning last night of Lithuania's national final. Panadom is now, yes, heat one, semi-final one, whatever you'd like to call it. Coming up on this coming Monday, we will have the third heat of Melody Grand Prix songs released. Also on the on the 27th of next week, which is next Friday, this coming Friday, we'll have the third semi-final, my goodness, quarter-final, dear me, of Malta's national final, and we'll have the artists announced in Germany's national final. Oh yes. And then on next Saturday, we've got Moldova's auditions. Oh my goodness me, that's going to be something to watch. You will need to see that. And it starts at midday UK time, 1 p.m. Central European time. We'll have the third heat of Melody Grand Prix, Lithuania's second heat. And we'll have the artists announced for Songs for Kepnin. Very exciting. Now, all the songs have been released for Portugal's national final, Festival de Canção 2023. Wish Portugal the very best of luck. There's some great tunes there. Oh, it's going to be quite exciting. All of the songs also for Finland's national final, UMK 2023, have been released. And again, they've stepped themselves up so strongly again. Once again, I'm baffled. I am, but I'm so happy. But then also coming up on the 30th of January, which is, goodness me, it's not this Monday, but the following Monday, the 30th, yes, we'll have the Czech Republic national final. And it's a proper television one.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Which I'm very looking forward to, and I hope you are too.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Scott Mills and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
That's right. And my goodness me, we've got some great tunes for you to play for this week's Best of the Rest. Righty-ho. Now, first of all, we're going to head over to the sunny Mediterranean island, which when I visited in February 2012, it was pouring down with rain.
Malta.
Yes, the sunny island of Malta. Such a stunning place. And if you've never been to Malta, you really need to go, because it's just simply awesome. It really is. It's stunning. People are so friendly. And, oh, my goodness me. So, in Malta, in 2012, they ended up selecting lovely Kurt Kalea with This Is My Night. Or This Is The Night. This Is The Night. Yeah, he's not that egotistical. And oh, I don't think he is at all, actually. Just want to put that out. The song which I love from that, and I hope you will do too, is Claudia Faniello. She ended up representing Malta at 2017's contest with the song Breathlessly, which to me should have been in the top three of the grand final, but that's another story for another day. And Claudia Faniello sang a song in the Maltese national final 2012, and it's called Pure. It's I'll let you listen to it, obviously. Enjoy.
My heart on my sleeve, soaking up the sun. You don't have to say a word. You can see cause and effect. Your love is flowing through me with no end. Through
What a tune. Love that. Claudia Faniello with Pure from the Malta's Eurovision National Final of 2012.
The best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Right, coming up next is we're staying with the home team. Yes.
The United Kingdom.
And we're going to a song for Europe in the year of
1987.
Yes. Now, eventually we had Ricky with Only the Light. And sadly, Ricky only managed to come 13th at that contest. And it was statistically the worst result for the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest ever, because the previous worst result was Coco with the Bad Old Days in 1978, and they came 11th. So, you know, it took us ages to get worse than 13th, until the year 2000 with Nikki French, sadly. And then Gemini came along, and then James Newman with Embers, and oh my goodness me. So anyway, we won't dwell on all of that, because we're on brighter times now, aren't we, peeps? So let's go to the 1987 Song for Europe. The song came third. I've played it before and I can't wait to play it again. Here is Zusi with Bless Your Lucky Star. This came third in a Song for Europe in 1987, and this is a darn fine tune. It's so 80s, it hurts. Which is the way it should be. Love that. Zusi with Bless Your Lucky Star. here on the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Aritasiet. Welcome to the show. I hope you are well, sitting nice and comfortably. Oh, yes. We've got about 50 minutes until the end of the show. So, time for a request. We've got two requests. We've got Richard Down and Fern Down in just a little bit. But next up, it's James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex, just a little bit down the coast, here on the south of England in the United Kingdom. Yes, James, lovely to hear from you. Lots of love to Jason as well. And you've requested a song from Sam Ryder's latest album. Oh, yes. And this is his latest single from a few months ago. Here is All the Way Over from the amazing Sam Ryder. And James, thank you so much for your request. This is amazing and a great choice. Did I say it was a great choice? Sorry, I'll be quiet now.
Still got your number, but I don't call it. I'm still in pieces, and it would be worse if we were talking. 'Cause it feels like you're still stuck inside my heart. So how are you completely so together while I completely fall apart? I know you're doing okay, 'cause I still talk to all your friends. I wish I was doing okay, but there's no way I can pretend. 'Cause I'm not all the way over you yet. God knows I try, but you're hard to forget. They say that but I'm not all the way over you yet. Time heals, but it'll feel like slow motion. It's like I'm trying to move on, but I'm frozen. Ah, it's just some kind of mystery. I'll never get to the bottom of how do you keep moving forward while I'm grinding to a stop. 'Cause I'm not all the way over you yet. God knows I try, but you're hard to forget. They say there will come a day when this pain will leave my chest, but I'm not all the way over you yet. I keep on.
On Twitter at ESC Showcase. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Visit our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritasiat.
That's right. And it's now time for another request. It's Richard down in Ferndown, and he's requested a song from Sonia, which she released in 1992 here in the UK. And it's Sonia, originally from the UK's Eurovision 1993, of course. This is Only Fools Fall in Love. I adore this so much. It's cheesy and camp, but that's what it's about. Still to come, we've got Live and Kicking. time to go to Merseyside. Sonia! Only Fools by Never Fall in Love by Sonia. Thank you, Richard, for your request. Oh, yes.
1998.
We're flying over to the contest in Birmingham. And it's now time for
Israel. Yes.
It's Dana International with Diva, the winning song of the 98 contest.
Yeah.
Madonna International with Diva, Israel's Eurovision winner of the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest in Birmingham, United Kingdom. Oh, yes. Speaking of the United Kingdom, it's time for Live and Kicking.
The United Kingdom.
So this is where we play a song live from Eurovision itself.
1971.
That's right, 1971, and it takes us to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, Ireland, and the song that came forth, which was the United Kingdom's Clodagh Rodgers. Yes, it was, with Jack in the Box.
Stop, don't say you'll put me down. Don't go away. Drop my feet back on the ground. Open your arms, let me stay. I'm just your jack in the box. You know whenever I'm gonna bounce up and down on the spring. I tore your stock when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything. Who just keeps my heart around, loves to pull the strings. When it's upside down, look at the way that it swings. I can't help the way I feel. It's you and no one else. Followed you back home too soon. I'm just a doll put back on the shelf. I'm just your jack in the box.
That was awesome, wasn't it? Oh, that was so cool. Clodagh Rodgers, Jack in the Box, the United Kingdom entry that came fourth in 1971's Eurovision Song Contest in the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, Ireland. Now, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you can join me next Sunday, 5 p.m. Forest FM. Or next week on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. We're also on Mixcloud and Spotify. If you missed any of our previous shows, then certainly you can listen to them there. And please do get in contact with us with a request. You can find all the details on our wonderful little website, www.escshowcase.com. And for I have been Kieran Uri Tussiot, Alvidea Chiovwa, Alvidea Sain, Visat Obitania Gognat, and adios. See you very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
See you next week, everyone.
The